time to go to the movies with Jason DeRosso, RN's film critic. And this week, the last of the films nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. It's a French film called Amour. Jason, hello there.
Hi, Fran. Yeah, Amour. It conjures up kind of images of pink roses and Charles Aznavour, but it's definitely
going to be a love story, isn't it?
Well, it is a love story of sorts, but kind of a very unconventional love story about an elderly couple, a cultivated elderly couple living in this big old Parisian apartment.
So it's another movie talking about getting older and life as we're getting older.
It is, in a way, but it's kind of the opposite of your marigold hotels and,
Thank God for that.
It's a film about this elderly couple whose world basically is thrown upside down when she suffers this debilitating stroke. And she just gets worse and worse and worse. Now, it's a kind of horror story in a way, but it comes from the Austrian writer-director Michael Haneke, who's this great visual director. He's a kind of director that shows you things that other directors making more conventional movies don't tend to want to show you. I mean, these might be grotesque moments. They might be sort of bizarre moments. But watching this film, you experience this kind of irresistible, strange fascination because they're almost like, the characters are almost like microbes under a microscope or something. There's this sense that we're looking on at something just amazing unfolding. And it is bleak, but it's also very sort of tender. And ultimately, I guess it's this exploration of love and the responsibilities people have for each other when they're losing everything and their backs are against the wall.
It sounds bleak, but you're saying it's compelling. It's won the Palme d'Or already at Cannes. What are its Oscar chances?
Look, it's up for Best Picture. It's up for Best Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Actress. I think it deserves all of them, but I reckon it's probably too arty and the subject matter is a little bit too bleak for the Academy. Though, I think Emmanuel Riva in the lead role has a good chance at getting an Oscar for Best Actress because her performance, I mean, she's a wonderful actress. She still into her 80s, is wonderfully charismatic, has this face that lights up the screen. To see her become increasingly debilitated during this film is horrific, but it's just a wonderful performance from her. And at this point in her career, you know, it would be quite fitting for her to receive the gong, I think.
Who's the strongest contender up against her in the Oscar category? Do you recall off the top of your head?
Well, it might be, it's difficult to say. It might be Jennifer Lawrence from Silver Linings Playbook. But I don't think there are... very strong contenders
if that's the strongest, then I think she's
looking
good.
Didn't really like that film, did
didn't
you?
Didn't like that film at
I
all.
I thought it was pretty lightweight as well. And then, of course, there's the young girl from Beasts of the Southern Wild, who I think is also in the same category. But look, no, I think Emmanuel Riva should get it.
And just before you go, also out this week, a documentary about Roman Polanski. Is this an authorised documentary?
It's very authorised. It's made by a friend of his, but it is fascinating. There are some unguarded moments and some sort of interesting facts that emerge from that scandal that's dogged him for over three decades, where he had sex with a minor in America and he's kind of not been able to return to America since. So there are all sorts of interesting bits and facts that come out of what essentially is a two-hour-long interview with him. And the documentary also makes some interesting parallels between his off-screen life and troubles and his on-screen output. So, yeah, it's called Roman Polanski, a film memoir.
Okay, Amour and Roman Polanski, a film memoir. Two new movies to hit the cinemas near you. Jason, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Jason DeRosso, and you can catch Jason again tonight at 9:45 on The Final Cut here on RN. And he'll also, on Monday, on Books and Arts Daily, giving you live results from the Oscars, as they're known. And here on Monday, on Breakfast 2, we'll be crossing to LA to preview the Oscars. And we'll hear from one of the Australians nominated. Rick Findlater is in the running. You might not have heard of him. He's up for Best Hair and Makeup for The Hobbit. It was his job to make up Gandalf each and every day. And there were a lot of those days, 267. He was also in charge of the quality control of the makeup on all those elves and dwarfs. So a big job. We'll be hearing from Rick Findlater. Keep your fingers crossed for him.